Joining us in the studio this morning is Jordan Moses. He's the UMD Director of African American Student Programs, and he's teaching a class called Racism in Duluth for University for Seniors. Jordan, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
So you must look really young to the seniors.
Yes. And to be fair, I am pretty young.
Okay. All right. So I don't. So my feeling like you're tremendously young is not necessarily off the mark. But what a fascinating program, Racism in Duluth. The idea of teaching a class about racism makes a lot of sense. Do people feel, of course, they sign up for the class. I'm wondering if the idea of calling it Racism in Duluth doesn't bring it, somehow make it very, very personal to people and perhaps make it feel like they're on the spot a little bit. Was that a deliberate choice?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, of course. You know, I originally, it wasn't my idea to come up with the course. Some other folks who were participants in the program University for Seniors came to me after visiting the class about five or six times and asked if I would teach a four-week course on racism in Duluth. And our course got extended to 8 weeks, which is awesome. But yes, the title is very intentional. I wanted it to be personal. I wanted people to feel a connection to the topic. And I want to tackle a large topic on sort of a smaller scale and make it really communal and have topics and stories that related to our lives in our community.
People of my age tended to think of older people as old fogies. However, now, in part, of course, because now I'm getting old, but also in part because of the people who are seniors now, these were the civil rights activists. These were the hippies. These were the peaceniks. So you might expect that they would be against racism and that they might be picketing against racism. What are you finding that these folks are like as you kind of gauge them and you get to know one another at the beginning of these courses?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's definitely apparent the generations they come from, and they share some of those experiences where they were, you know, during the civil rights movement and their role in it, which is very interesting and fascinating to me. And those experiences are unique, and I really value them sharing. But we have a unique class, sort of a unique non-traditional environment because, one, you know, they're seniors, and two, they chose to be there. And so, you know, you get a unique mix of folks who are already willing to have these conversations and these discussions. So it's a very engaged class, very open, very honest, and it's quite interesting.
Do you have people of color in the class?
No, we do not, which also makes for an interesting dynamic because the conversation can often change when there are people of color, you know, in an environment where you're talking about race or racism. And yes, I am a person of color and I am sort of guiding this course, but it allows for the class to really explore these topics through the lens of whiteness and their personal experiences.
What do you think has come as most of a surprise to you teaching this course and getting to know these people from a different generation? And obviously, if you're talking about a class of white folks, of a very different experience.
Oh, yes, for sure. You know, of course, I had my prejudices and preconceived notions coming in. I mean, I have two white grandparents who are both 70, so still fairly young. And having these conversations with them is not very easy, you know, and having interactions with people in the community that are not my age or from my generation can often not be easy. And so I came into the classroom assuming that maybe it would be a little bit more difficult for me. But to be honest, it is definitely the most pleasant experience, you know, in my 24 years talking with white folks about racism.
What do you think surprised them the most?
You know, I think what surprised them possibly might be sort of this non-traditional structure of the course and maybe my willingness to explore these topics with them. Because, again, I am a person of color, and these topics can be traumatizing. They can be alienating. And so I think they probably were a little surprised to see me explore these topics and really have frank discussions and allow them to share their prejudices and biases so that we can get to the root, you know, of the problem.
Get some of these things out on the table so you can talk about them and deal with them. If you had to encapsulate or briefly summarize racism in Duluth, what would you say? Very racist? Not very racist? Here's where you find it. Here's where you don't.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say that, you know, racism is rampant throughout our country and our culture. It just looks different depending on the region and the city, and it plays out differently with demographics and, you know, economics and education and all these different things. I mean, obviously, we're not a very diverse community, at least in terms of race. And Minnesota and the Midwest really is not a very good region as it relates to institutional racism when we're talking about unemployment, when we're talking about incarceration, police brutality, graduation, college acceptance, college retention, all of these sort of institutional issues. Minnesota and Wisconsin are sort of battling it out for probably worse states institutionally. So
did that come as a surprise to the folks that you're dealing with? There was a time when racism was very obvious. It was very blatant. You said certain things about people. Now, has it sort of become pushed underground?
Yeah, and I think just being, you know, in quote-unquote the North is kind of a strange, weird phenomena that a lot of white folks in the North assume that the South is more racist. And that's something we've kind of talked about and explored in the course as well. And that was some of the preconceived notions and biases we talked about, that Southerners were more racist, which is just not true. It's just different culturally. And so they get to the problem in a different way. It's very out, very in your face, so to speak. And so you can get really address the problem. But we have a tendency in the Midwest and especially northern Minnesota to sort of not talk about these issues. And so it's not that racism is necessarily underground or not apparent. I mean, it's definitely apparent to me and people of color. But it's more sort of covert, you know, unspoken. Less obvious.
There was a fascinating book that we featured on Minnesota Reads by Bill Green not too long ago that had to do with Minnesota actually being the leader as it became a state in a lot of very progressive civil rights movements and actions and laws. But at the same time, there was sort of that double thing going on, the discomfort with the other. And we're not, you know, there are certain parts of this that we're not really going to talk about. We're going to play up these parts because they make everybody look good, but we're not really going to talk about these other parts. How do you talk with your students at all about the fact that, in a sense, you're preaching to the choir? These are already people that are comfortable having these discussions. They understand the importance of these discussions. And perhaps, how do you bring people to the table who would be resistant to having the discussions, and they might be the folks you really need there?
Yeah. So I'm a person who really doesn't have necessarily the patience to talk with folks who don't want to be at the conversation at that time. I believe there is a time and a place for that, but this classroom is not necessarily the time and the place for that. And as it relates to preaching to the choir, in ways, we sort of do preach to the choir, like when we cover prejudice and bias. They sort of understand those things, interpersonal racism, you know, simple comments here and there. But a lot of people fail to recognize the depth of racism and that institutionally and historically, it is built into the very fabric of our country and our culture. And it sort of bleeds into everything we do, from language to media to, education. And really, one thing is, even for folks who understand institutional racism, one thing we fail to talk about so often is concrete solutions, especially on a communal micro level. You know, how do we bring these solutions into our businesses, into our schools, into our homes, into our communities, so that we can shift the tide of racism?
And these are people that, depending on their situation, they either could still have quite a bit of impact with perhaps former employers or their role as volunteers and mentors in the community, or they could be kind of disenfranchised themselves, mm-hmm. depending on where they are in their life. Do you feel that there's the opportunity to move forward and maybe fix some of these things using the tool, in air quotes, of your class?
Yeah, for sure. I think, we'll see where this class goes, and the last 3 weeks are going to be solution-based, and we're going to explore some of those solutions, what we can do as a class, as a group. And I do see, this classroom is sort of a controlled environment, an environment that we can sort of shift the policies and the practices around how we discuss this and, how we behave and sort of how this environment is structured. And if we can structure it in this environment, then it's possible that it can spread to the wider program of University for Seniors and eventually bleed out into the campus community.
Is this the first time this program has been offered?
Yes, this is the first time this class has been offered.
This class?
Yeah.
Okay. Has anyone approached you about teaching it again, either over the summer or in the fall?
Well, we'll see when we get to the end of the class if they invite me back.
Okay. Okay. Well, it'll be interesting. Jordan, what a fascinating conversation. Thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Of course.
Jordan Moses, our guest this morning. He is the UMD Director of African American Student Programs, and he's teaching a class through UMD's University for Seniors about racism in Duluth.